Our Syntegix badge system that we've got is fully implemented. That's an alert system that everybody, all staff members carry around a badge that they can, if something goes down, anything from a kid having an anxiety attack or seizure or getting hurt to a real emergency, they just push the button 3 times and get immediate response. And we use that regularly for kids that need assistance.
Such a good idea.
Yeah, it's a map that and it pops up on the admin's phone where a map saying where it's located and who pushed the button, and we can even go farther than that and initiate a full building lockdown just from those systems if we had to. So that's fully going.
That is the best idea.
It was a good opportunity that we had to be able to get that in place, and then we're going to double down on top of that. We just found out a couple weeks ago that we were awarded a COPS school violence prevention program grant for just shy of $500,000, and it's going to put a brand new state-of-the-art security camera system in all of our schools. So This thing has facial recognition. It can, if we're looking for somebody with a red backpack, we can type in red backpack and it'll thumbnail all the things. Like if we're trying to prevent somebody from coming on campus, it'll tell us if they come on campus. It'll recognize license plate numbers. It'll be all buildings up there on campus. Our athletic facility and board office has those. Those two things right there, that's a pretty good layers of security as far as knowing what's going on and being able to respond to an emergency.
So, the life alert thing.
Well, it's very similar. So everybody has a badge. All staff members have a badge on. And then if we have any visitors, they get issued a visitor badge that tracks where they're at in the building and stuff. So it's pretty fancy. We just need to be able to have those kind of things in place.
Thank you, Dr. Roach.
Thank you.
Is that the doorbell?
Hey, come on.
We'll be back in just a few minutes and see who's at the door. Coffee Talk on 1580 103.3 WPKY.